It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Wednesday, October 2nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A handful of northeast Iowa counties are on the growing list of counties under burn bans due to dry conditions with no rain in the immediate forecast and winds between 15 and 35 miles per hour also anticipated over the next few days. The state fire marshal has approved burn bans for Floyd and Chickasaw counties effective as of noon yesterday, with Winneshiek County's burn ban active as of 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and Howard County's burn ban in effect as of 2 p.m. yesterday. A burn ban for Hancock County goes active at 11:30 this morning, with a burn ban in Wright County starting at noon. A burn ban has been in effect in Delaware County in northeast Iowa since Tuesday, September 24th. As of 8 a.m. this morning, the total number of counties in the state under burn bans had reached 16. The order approving the burn bans notes that the fire marshal finds that conditions are such that open burning constitutes a danger to life or property. It is therefore ordered that no person shall engage in open burning until such time the county's emergency management agency, representing each fire department having all or part of their fire district within the banned county, notifies the state fire marshal that such dangerous conditions no longer exist. Any violation of the burn ban is a simple misdemeanor. The burn bans for Floyd, Chickasaw, Howard, Hancock, and Winneshiek counties come on the heels of the latest U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa issued last Thursday that rated all of north and northeast Iowa as abnormally dry. Moderate drought had also been detected in sections of Chickasaw, Bremer, Winneshiek, Allamaquia, and Clayton counties, with almost all of Fayette County considered in moderate drought. The Iowa DOT Tuesday announced its rulings on applications for 348 automated traffic enforcement locations from 28 jurisdictions across the state. Of the 348 location applications received, 154 locations were approved, 194 were denied. Those denied include Charles City, Chester, Fayette, Independence, Hazleton, Hudson, LaPorte City, Maynard, Olwine, Postville, Strawberry Point, and West Union. Reasons for denial included not using system prior to January 1, 2024, as was the case for all four cameras being denied in Charles City. Others were denied for not necessary or not least restrictive means, which indicates all other methods to control speeds at a location have not been exhausted or the speed camera use is impractical. About a dozen traffic enforcement cameras were approved in Waterloo, but almost another two dozen were not. Charles City had hoped to have their speed cameras active prior to January 1st, but delays in the permitting process from the Iowa DOT pushed implementation to early March. The cameras were shut down June 30th after a new state law went into effect, putting much more restrictive regulations on their use in place. Asphalt paving continues to progress on North Main Street in Charles City, part of a $2 million rehabilitation project. Monday, Heartland Asphalt crews laid down the base course of 1.5 inches of new asphalt on the milled west lanes of Main Street. Tuesday, an intermediate layer of another 1.5 inches of new asphalt was laid down. With that, two-way head-to-head traffic has now been shifted from the east lanes to the newly paved west lanes of Main Street as of about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Elliot Sheriff with Veenstra & Kim, the project managers, says with the intermediate layer of asphalt finished on the west lanes, the milling off of about 4 inches of old asphalt from the east lanes of Main Street begins today. That's expected to take the rest of this week. As the paving process continues, all parking on Main Street remains closed, and most side streets will have limited access. To cross Main Street, motorists must still use Clark and Hewlin Streets and the newly reconfigured North Main and North Grand intersection. After both the east and west lanes have been paved with the base and intermediate asphalt, one final surface course of another 1.5 inches of new asphalt will be paved for the entire length of the street. A northeast Iowa man charged with attempted murder is now in custody. About 11:30 on the night of September 21st, the Winneshiek County Sheriff's Office responded to a disturbance involving weapons at a residence in Freeport, just east of Decorah. Their investigation led to various charges against 22-year-old Hunter Youngblood of Decorah. WCSO says Youngblood himself was airlifted from WinMed in Decorah to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with self-inflicted injuries. Monday, WCSO says Youngblood turned himself in and he was booked into the Winneshiek County Jail on charges of attempted murder, a Class B felony, willful injury causing bodily injury or mental illness, a Class D felony, and first-degree harassment, an aggravated misdemeanor. He also faces two serious misdemeanor counts of assault. According to the criminal complaints, Youngblood is accused of striking his girlfriend in the face and upper body several times while they were driving in a car. After they arrived at home, the woman's mother confronted Youngblood, who then allegedly began to strangle the mother and stated, "I will bleeping kill you." When the daughter ran from the house for help, Youngblood chased her around the building before she went back inside. Youngblood is then accused of forcibly re-entering the home and attacking the mother again by slamming her head into the floor. Authorities say that at the scene, they found Youngblood on the kitchen floor with self-inflicted wounds to the abdomen. At this time, there are no court proceedings scheduled for Youngblood. Another change is in the works as to when a Northeast Iowa woman will stand trial on arson and animal abuse charges. 44-year-old Mindy Jones is accused of setting fire to her walk-on business, Tin Rust and Harmony, in February 2022. The blaze destroyed Jones' building, heavily damaged an adjacent building, and a dog died in the fire. She has pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree arson, a Class B felony, and animal abuse, an aggravated misdemeanor. Her trial at one time was scheduled for February 10, 2025 in Alma Key County District Court. However, on September 13th, Jones filed to redemand her right to a speedy trial, which was then moved up to October 30th. On Monday, the prosecution filed a request for a special trial date because two key witnesses, imperative to the state's case, will both be out of state on October 30th. The state's motion notes that they have consulted with defense counsel for potential new trial dates, with a request for the week of November 4th and an alternative date of the following week of November 11th. The trial is expected to last 5 to 6 days. No ruling on that request has been made. Meanwhile, Jones awaits trial in Northeast Iowa while serving prison time in Minnesota. In October of last year, she was convicted in Fillmore County, Minnesota, on one count of theft by swindle, two counts of theft, and one count of issuing a dishonored check, for which she was sentenced to 2 years and 3 months behind bars. In August, Jones was also convicted in Fillmore County on one count of felony check forgery, with three counts of theft, four counts of check forgery, and two counts of possession of stolen checks dismissed. She was sentenced again to 2 years and 3 months in prison to be served concurrently with her October 2023 sentence. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.